We'll be right back. gonna lift you up. I'm gonna lie you down. I'm gonna be the king of kings. You're gonna rise above all of the other stuff. You'll be the queen.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where Maldor almost jumped the mic.
Jumped?
I saw it. I saw it, and NR, who's in studio with us, also saw it.
I don't know what jumped.
Well.
I don't know what jumped the
mic means. It was like a physical stutter. It was amazing.
Wait, am I?
That was my set.
Welcome, NR.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
The theme this week is flight for no particular reason.
Flight.
We kick things off with Fly to the Angels by Slaughter, a one-hit hair band from the 80s that had a cute lead singer, and that's all you needed for limos and babes and coke and, yeah.
Wait, are you going to follow it with Sugar Ray? Is that what's happening right now?
I just want to fly.
No, but that would have been in the montage of crappy songs.
Give it up.
What,
yeah.
What's the Peebo Bryson song that I was like, ah, I hope she doesn't play that all week.
Peebo Bryson.
We also, in the middle song of the set was Flying Colors by The Hooks, who are friends of the show. Although every time I see Ronan, he's like, where do I know that guy from? Because he doesn't remember, I don't think, the one time he popped into the studio. And then we ended things with I'll Fly Tonight by Echo and the Bunnymen from one of their latter records, Evergreen, which I think of as a, you know, it came out recently and I still think it's 20 years old, because Echo and the Bunnymen have been plugging along forever. They are playing at the Masonic soon, and I will go if they do offer one of those $20 all-in things, but otherwise I'm not paying that much to see Echo and the Bunnymen for the gazillionth time, although they're a fantastic live. There's only two of them left. Are you having a drinking problem over there?
I was just at the Masonic last night.
Oh. How was that?
It was terrific. Daniel Tosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Any relation to Peter?
Probably not. No, probably not. Comedian dork. Also old. Reminded me that we're all old. We used to watch him on Tosh.0.
Which was on MTV, I think.
Probably. Which is also
extinct. Yeah, if I was watching it on MTV, then it was, that's at least 15, 20 years ago.
What happened to Kurt Loder? What's he even doing?
I think he died.
Stop.
No, he did not.
I think Kurt Loder died.
Oh my God, inquiring minds want to know.
Maybe I was thinking.
What I was wondering was.
Nope, he's still alive.
See, I told you.
And are in studio with us.
He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
But he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was already like pushing 40 when he was.
Yeah, so he was geriatric when he was hosting. This is MTV Music News.
Wow.
Wait, whatever happened to the host of Heavy Metal Bangers Ball?
Richie Rockman,
yeah.
Or Adam Curry.
First one,
Ricky Rockman. He owned a club in L.A. called the Cat House,
which
Slaughter I could guarantee you played there multiple times. Ricky Rockman, he's doing podcasts and things now. Whatever you do to keep your career alive, but I watched a little like reel or blurb or TikTok or whatever where he was talking about how they're turning off MTV in England. It's like the end of an era, blah blah blah, and everyone's like, all these reality shows that killed MTV, and he's like, honestly, you know what killed MTV? YouTube. Because if you didn't have to wait around for an hour to see a video you wanted to see, you could just play it now. Why the hell would you watch TRL or any of the rest of this crap? Which was an interesting perspective from someone who was on the inside. Anyway, Ricky Rockman. He's still a media personality.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. More fascinating than talking about has-beens like Elton John and Rod Stewart.
Which we do off-air. And also, in last week's episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, which if you're interested, go to radiovalencia.fm, find the podcast tab. Go to The Cure to Catastrophe and find it. We've had some really good shows.
Look up Belabored, then you might find it.
We've had some very good shows. Maldoro and I had another good off-air conversation about why that might be. I'm leaning more toward the rock stuff, trying to appease you.
And I'm trying to play less of the heavy and angry and shouty stuff because I want there to be some kind of cohesion to the show. And it's kind of working.
Yeah, we're both super uncomfortable, and it's perfect. It's the right amount of tension.
Yeah, and then I've also dipped into my bag of dance music here and there. Not this week, but...
Well, there's still time.
There is. I don't remember what I'm playing next.
There's still time. Well, you don't have to worry, not for a moment, because the next segment could have been all seagull activity, but it's not. Do you know how many songs there are about flights with the seagulls? Just a lot of fucking seagulls.
Well, that's when I said we're going to do flight. She's like, okay, we'll also incorporate birds. I'm like, no.
Birds are separate.
Birds. I mean, because you could do a whole set of songs about eagles and seagulls and
blackbirds and bluebirds on my shoulder.
I don't think you need to also muddy the flight thing. Although you still managed to muddy the flight thing, which we'll get to in my next set.
That is my métier. My métier is muddying.
Muddying. Well, because you brought up like. What about like a flight of wine,
or a flight of stairs?
Yeah. And I'm like, if you could find three songs about flights of wine, I will. I don't know, eat my hat.
Yeah, but it's just like, dude, I have a co-host who is like disappointed in my lateral thinking skills. He's like, well, no, shut that down.
Well, just that one was weird.
Beat myopic. It's like, fuck.
But I do have, I have songs about flight is fleeing and flights upstairs.
So we don't have to talk about Rod Stewart, but we will hear from Faces in the next segment. We'll also hear
only
from...
Only if I queued anything up, which is
Jimi Hendrix.
Dubious at best.
We'll also hear from The Atlantics, which I think you'll like. One of my favorites from the Box Tops. It doesn't matter who does that song, The Letter, which we'll also hear. Closing it out, we'll hear... Maybe you don't know it by the title, but you know it when you hear it. Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream by the Icicle Works.
Which one do you think I don't know by the title?
The last one.
Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream?
The Icicle Works?
Who doesn't know that song?
That was like a...
I don't know who doesn't know that song.
You were probably five.
Talk about the best video ever.
But that was like a top five song in 1983.
It was top five when I was five.
Back in my day.
So. Yeah. We can share days.
Everyone knows that song.
And that's what we do here on Decure to Catastrophe.
Also,
share
the one before. What was the one before?
The Letter by the Box Tops.
Yeah, that's the...
Everyone's redone that song.
Get Me a Ticket to an Airplane. Yeah. I personally am partial to Joe Cocker's version. But
I'm partial to Eva Cassidy's.
Don't know that one.
But this was the briefest one, so I...
Sometimes there's a lot to be said for brevity, which you wouldn't know from these mic breaks.
We don't know about that here on Decure to Catastrophe, Radio Valencia.
.fm. We'll be right back. paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air with almost no training whatsoever.
Air while we wait for background music.
No, we're just gonna talk.
Oh no.
Best video ever.
That was Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream by the Icicle Works. And R has to, and Maldor want to weigh in about this video.
It's like how to make it stylish and
on a budget.
Yes. With a leaf blower.
It's leaf blower, leaves, and somebody with a steady cam.
And a rake. Like, I raked up my parents' yard. I got all these leaves.
Let's make a video, dude.
Someone on the side with like a garbage bag full of like leaves, just throwing them at it.
And it wasn't the worst idea.
No, it turned out pretty well.
I mean, I haven't watched it recently, but it seemed cool at the time.
Everybody gave good attitude.
And was it you or Maldor that was likening this to another video?
There's a Fields of Nephilim video with it, which does the same thing. Except there's actually a point where you see somebody like dip into the giant thing of leaves and throw them in the air.
Very satisfying. It's a little behind the scenes.
I mean, I'm sure there's some George Michael video that has something like that too.
Like how the sausage was made in a George Michael video. Before Birds Fly, we heard The Box Tops with The Letter, a song that's really hard to do. There are so many good covers of that.
It's hard to do badly. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Well, but you and I could try and cover it. That would suck.
Could,
I dare you.
Dude, let's
get the camera off the wall.
No, get the camera. Can you listen? Maldor is an expert at playing the camera. We also heard from Jimi Hendrix. That was Night Bird Flying, and opening it up, Faces Fly in the Ointment. A little bit of an extrapolation from the topic of flight,
but also didn't have Rod Stewart in it or Steve Marriott.
Still a really good song. Really good song.
Yeah, there were some decent instrumentals in that segment.
NR is leaving the studio. Leaving the studio.
To go see
Have a lovely day. I'm going to go see Hamnet now.
Hamnet. That way they won't get sued by
the... Bye, Anar. Thanks for being with us.
They won't get sued by Shakespeare's estate. It's Hamnet.
I feel like Shakespeare's estate was prior to any...
copyright law?
Yes. Is that true? Isn't that why we play... You know why when you plug in your Makita battery that it plays Beethoven when it charges?
I couldn't say. I don't have a Makita.
That's true. Oh, well, of course you don't. I've seen your toilet seat. Anyway, not that you would fix that with nuts and bolts, but...
Shakespeare was like, he was so long ago, he stole everybody else's ideas, and there was no such thing as copyright law, so, you know.
Did he steal them, or did he put them in aggregate?
There's a lot of scholarly
debate
about that.
And what's
that.
The point? What's the difference?
They also think that he might have written his friend Marlowe's plays for him. Just because he was very prolific and had lots of ideas he'd stolen.
Curious.
He's like, oh, I got something that's not very good. Here, you can have it.
Where did you learn this idea?
There's a show called Upstart Crow on the BBC, and it's about Shakespeare and Marlowe and whatnot and their relationship. It is a comedy, though, so they take broad
liberties. Oh, it's a comedy, so it's fiction. It's fiction. Meldrewer.
Do you know how long ago Shakespeare was? Like... Yes, basically any facts about him are indistinguishable from fiction.
Okay, well, we can barely figure out what happened a couple weeks ago.
Or let alone yesterday.
In terms of skewed narratives.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this flight, and not in terms of fleeing.
Yes, I'm going to stick with the actual flying songs I have, because I do have songs about flights of stairs and songs about fleeing. Mostly just because I wanted to play that Frank Turner song about keeping your car keys on the bedside so you can always run.
I feel like you almost said Frank Zappa there. But
no, I would never say I would almost play Frank Zappa.
No, I know what you said, Frank Turner.
Good autobiography, terrible musician, and good speaker in front of Congress. Anyway, we got about 23 minutes left. Should I just jump into my next set?
That would be fun.
All right.
Go ahead. Do you want to hit the flight attendant bell before we do? Just remind our listeners this Sunday.
And every Sunday?
At 2 to 4 p.m. that we are the Curated Catastrophe here to make your in-flight experience unforgettable.
or the house martin or the plover may seek warmer climes in winter, yet these are not strangers to our land. Are you suggesting coconuts migrate? Not at all. They could be carried.
What? A swallow carrying a coconut?
It could grip it by the husk.
It's not a question of where he grips it. It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Well, it doesn't matter. Will you go and tell your master that Arthur from the Court of Camelot is here?
Listen, in order to maintain airspeed velocity, a swallow needs to beat its wings 43 times every second, right?
Please!
Am I right?
I'm not interested.
It could be carried by an African swallow. Oh, yeah, an African swallow, maybe, but not a European swallow, that's my point.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Will you ask your master if he wants to join my court at Camelot?
But then, of course, African swallows are non-migratory.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't bring a coconut back anyway.
Wait a minute. Supposing two swallows carried it together?
No, they'd have to have it on a line.
Well, simple. They just use a strand of creeper.
What, held under the dorsal guiding feathers?
Why not?
Your name?
It is Arthur, King of the Britons.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? An African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that. Whoa!
Who do you know so much about swallows?
Well, you have to know these things when you're a king, you know.
Pull it one more time. I want to go for the pipes, got from due to certain things and things. In. Anyway.
my lungs are the freestylers, original gangsters. If you test the new, tell you end up in a blasters. I had this over your dick. Stylers, you end up in a sorrow. Boom, boom, say you never see tomorrow. Boy, you end up in a sorrow. Boom, boom, but by the sound of the gun. Boom, boom, you see a boy in my run. Boom, boom, and we just have fun.
Listening to the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, the episode about flight.
You're getting all whispery because of the background music?
I'm trying
that
to.
That was fun,
yeah, I'm trying
though.
To fit it. What? Oh, my God. Boy, did you come through on that set. What a great set.
Well, I didn't think you were going to like the Suede at the beginning, and you didn't.
I didn't.
But, yeah.
But I hung in.
In that set, we heard Suede, Where the Pigs Don't Fly, from their classic B-sides record, Sci-Fi Lullabies. We also heard She Conjures Me Wings, a great drinking song from The Mission, or as they're known here, The Mission UK. I think that's on the Mask record, when they sort of like broke out of their goth shell and started trying to do more like folk punks kind of stuff, because that was what was popular at the time. I love The Mission, but boy, did they just follow whichever trend they thought they could hang their hat on. But I love that song, great drinking song about how drinking can conjure you wings, before Red Bull stole that tagline. And the last song of the set was B-Boy Stance by the Freestylers, featuring Tenor Fly. R.I.P. Tenor Fly. Yeah. Ending on kind of an upbeat note. Well, not ending, but like ending that set on kind of an upbeat note.
Not even kind of. That was terrific. Thank you for putting us up there.
The Freestylers were really good live. They had both a live drummer and two guys who were in the band that were just breakdancers. which, anytime you can go on tour in America with two extra guys whose job it is to dance.
You're like, yeah, we have breakdancers on payroll.
We are committed to the bit.
That's solid.
Yeah.
So we have a couple more minutes before we get out of here. You were lamenting off air that you don't have time to play a couple things, but it seems like you may
Have time. I don't have time to play the whole set about running away. Flying in the sense of flight.
As we leave the episode.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of stuff about running away from your problems. But I do have time to play some stuff about flights of stairs. Because if you suggested that, I'm like, there's no way there are songs about flights of stairs. And then I found enough.
Of course there are. What do you mean enough? Are they terrific?
Well, there's enough to make a set.
It's going to be hard to follow what your last set, Maldoror. That's
no,
all I'm
not.
Saying. Yeah, okay, stand by. It's The Cure to Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia.
.fm.
This is Eddie Cochran.
With a record machine, when it comes to rocking, she's the queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. I'll hold her where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th, I'm ready to slide. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm on the cliff, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fix, I'm using the stairs. Hope I hear the horse rain. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by high. I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs. Because I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. Well, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
We're just about out of here. We want you to stick around, though, for Cheap Hooch. They have an encore presentation coming in at the top of the hour. Shay, for some reason, decided to challenge whether or not there were songs about flights of stairs. So we heard 25-8 Rock by Eddie Cochran, and I'm going to Walk Them Golden Stairs by Elvis. The next song will also be about stairs when we get into it. Anything to add?
Download the podcast as soon as Maldor makes it available. Take us with you.
And we'll see you next week right here
on The Cure to Catastrophe, Radio Valencia.
FM.
Say the same.